This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Roberta Meroquin, last name M for Mary, A for Apple, R-R-O-Q-U, I for India, N for Nancy. First name Roberta, R-O, B for Boy, E for Europe, R, T for Tom, A for Apple. Date January 16, 2024, period ni paragraph. She's a 63-year-old female patient who was seen in emergency room on December 22, 2023 due to right parasternal chest pain, which was mild to moderate in intensity, and she woke up from the sleep period. When the symptom persisted, she decided to go to the emergency room where two serum troponins were negative, and she was discharged home with advice to follow up with cardiologist period. The next day, she had a symptom in the upper retrosternal area, and then the day after, it radiated to the left shoulder period. From her description, it appears that her symptoms are not off and on, and each time lasts for a few minutes period. There are no accompanying features period. She has been experiencing similar symptom since then, and sometime also under stress period. Her symptom can happen either at rest or with activity period. She has also noticed that sometimes the symptom may increase on deep breath, but not every time period. No accompanying feature and no other radiation period. The new paragraph. She says she would get short of breath on walking about a mile, and her functional capacity has decreased by 50% in 1 year period. She can do basic home activity without any problem period. On waking up in the morning particularly, if she would get up somewhat quickly, she would feel lightheaded period. No history of palpitation or recent upper respiratory tract infection period. No history of syncope period. No history of edema of feet period. And no history of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital period, I capital period, problem period. New paragraph. Patient does say that she's under some stress recently period. New paragraph, personal history, she's 5 feet 2 inch tall and her weight is 160 pound period. She has lost about 10 pound weight in last 6 to 8 months period. New paragraph, past history of hypertension, and she's on losartan, L for Larry, O, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, period. She's also on spironolactone, S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India, R, O, N for Nancy, O, L for Larry, A for Apple, C for Charlie, T for Tom, O, N for Nancy, E for Europe, period. She takes some thyroid medication and protonics period. No history of diabetes period. No history of any cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction period. History of hypercholesterolemia period. Her gallbladder was removed in 2012 period. History of scarlet fever period. No history of rheumatic fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period, ni paragraph. Allergy none, period, ni paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, ni paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 87 due to prostate cancer, period. Mother died at the age of 72 due to diabetes, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she had a menopause around the age of 52 years, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann's sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both posterior tibial, which are 2x4, period, no carotid bruit, period, and no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in right superior extremity, 124/80 of mercury, period. Blood pressure in left superior extremity, 130/80 of mercury, period, new paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. There is a ejection systolic leak in left lower parasternal area and also suggestion of mid-systolic leak, period. No heart murmur noted, period. No S3 or S4 noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm and low voltage QRS complexes, period, new paragraph. Analysis, in view of patient symptom of chest pain, which has some atypical character, but since patient is continuing to have chest pain which interferes with the daily activity, plus the risk factor of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, the plan is to do stress test to evaluate for myocardial ischemia, period. In the meantime, patient is advised to do coronary calcium score to evaluate for any coronary atherosclerosis, period. New paragraph. In view of a symptom of chest tightness increasing on a deep breath at times, plus a clinical finding suggestive of mitral valve prolapse, the plan is to request echocardiogram. Also to look for any cardiomyopathy or a wall motion abnormality, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. Also, her shortness of breath on moderate activity and particularly her functional capacity has decreased by about 50%, which may be due to ischemic heart disease, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, atypical chest pain. Next line number two, shortness of breath on moderate activity and about 50% decrease in functional capacity, period. Next line number three, hypertension, period. Next line number four, hypercholesterolemia, period. Next line number five, history of osteoarthritis of the lower back and the neck, period. Next line, Number 6, history of scarlet fever during childhood. Next line, number 7, history of removal of gallbladder in 2012, period, new paragraph. As mentioned above, due to possibility of pericarditis and mitral wall prolapse, echocardiogram has been requested, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.